Repeat what we learned yesterday, because the Gavish Shemitah, it's not Har Amid, it's just ideas maybe we don't know about so much. The Mishnah said a difference between if you buy a lulav on Shemitah, or you buy an Esri. If you buy a lulav, you could pay him money. If you buy an Esri, you should give the rest with a matana. So the Gemara said, if you didn't want to give matana, what do you do? So the Gemara said, you mavliya in the May Esri. Now, in fact, the Gemara, that why don't you just pay for the Esri itself? What's wrong with paying? You're not talking about, you're not doing schayr, you're not selling 100 etzer. You bought one etzer. What's the problem with paying with it on Shemitah? Zakta Gemara, because there's a new problem. Since he's Am Haaretz, so therefore you're worried that this Am Haaretz is going to go ahead and keep the money for after Shemitah also. So the halacha is that the Dmei Shemitah, everything, the Dmei Shemitah becomes Kedusha Shavuos, and it's Chayav and Bir, Chayav and Lesbaya, and Beshavuos. So therefore, you're going to go ahead and he's going to keep it for after Shemitah. Zakta Gemara. So therefore, it's mutter to pay for mazon and shalosh shudas. You give him a little amount, a small amount, then it's mutter. That's the Gemara said. Now, Zakta Gemara, that's only, so this is where we ended off yesterday, on Lamatessa Mabez. That's only if you're buying from Hefka. But if you're buying from a Shumer, it's awesome. Even a little bit, what's the difference? Because if it's from Hefker, so you see he's not Choshen on Shvius, you see that his Mafker is field, so now he's just charging you, so you're paying him $5, he'll have a good Suda with it, no problem, he's going to get rid of it on Shemitah. But if he's Choshed, which means he's already, he protects his field, so he's a Choshed on Shemitah, so once he's Choshed on Shemitah, even if you're going to give him $5, this guy's puzzle, he's over with. So therefore, you're not allowed to give him anything.
How are you looking for a Hefka? There's no owner.
But he took it and then he sold it.
So it's not Hefka anymore because this guy had it? I'm saying.
Well, yeah.
But it was originally Hefka.
The field is Hefka. But he's allowed to take things himself.
He has a big sign. Come and take with the gates open.
Right, but then you know.
It says Hefka. Now he took it. He's allowed to take some. And then he goes ahead and sells it. Well, that's what they're doing today. Most of the Sregan fields, right? Okay, now.
Even Mofkar, he's chashuk, because otherwise you'd be allowed to give more than
you assume.
So he's still chashuk to an extent.
He's Am Haaretz. He doesn't know halachas. We're worried that he doesn't know halachas.
So you know something.
He knows something, but he doesn't realize that schayr also has to go ahead and that money also is chal shmita. You're worried that din he doesn't know about. Zakta Gemara, okay, clear? Zakta Gemara, three lines from the top. Masiv Rav Sheshes. Umenamifka Gimel Sudis. From Mufka, you only can give him 3 sudas. Vesulaya, that's it. Vemini, we let Nebraisa, Hapi game. These are all very cheap type of products. Pi game is a type of grass. Vehirbuzin, what's another type of grass that looked like grass? It's carved with lovely kfanim.
Gospel says it's ruined sorrel.
Okay, I don't know what that means either, so it doesn't help me.
Is that English?
Yeah. Vahasitan. Vasitin is a type of vegetable.
Vasitin is asparagus. Okay. Rashi says it's
pulfed. Yeah, min yerkut. Vachal gululus. Rashi says it's pulfed. Yeah.
Porcelain.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Vakufsa shebaharim. Kufsa, which is grown on mountains. If it would be grown on a field, it would be chashiv. Since it's grown on mountains, it's not chashiv.
It's
koriander. Vakapa shebaharis. And kapas that are grown on naharis. But if right, if it would be grown on fields, it would be good. Va'gagir shall efe, gagir which is grown on efe, it's not grown on a field. So all these things are pturim and amaisa. All the years, the part of amaisa, because you don't watch it. Maisa is not chal on chiv hefke.
Efe is a swamp, right?
Yeah. So maisa is not chal on hefke. So mela, so therefore, since it's not chal on hefke, so we nem on that this was hefke, and this was no chiv maisa on it. Hefke is part of amaisa. Zakta Gemara, v'nikchen mikal adam b'shvius. You could buy it from anyone on Shemitah, because vayta you say that it was hefka. So since it was hefka, you could buy it. It means it was a good, he kept Shemitah, this person, and you could buy it. Masha from the Gemara, from this b'raisa, one second, Zakta Gemara, l'fisha enki yetz v'nishma, because there's nothing like this that protects. It's weeds and things that the people don't have any chashivas for, so you don't protect it, you don't lock it up. So now, as mashma, you can pay as much as you want. Doesn't say you have to pay Dafka 3 sudas.
Because you can never be chashed here.
Well, I've had the same thing.
One, we just said it's
Hefker. It's Hefker, but the guy sold it to you. See, you should be worried that maybe he's going to use it, maybe he's going to keep the money for the year later.
The only time we said that was when he's chashed, the minute he went ahead and he protected it. We said that earlier.
No, we didn't say protected. We said, fakat. The Gemara said, but the kech ben amufka, it's talking about where it's hefka. One second. It's completely hefka. You know for sure it's hefka. But still, fakat, if it's mekech ben amufka, now they don't give him anything.
That's only in a minute. These aren't going to be
but that makes no nafka mina, because if I know for sure if he's hefka, the word of not mashuma is that now you know that it's from hefka. So over here I know for sure it's hefka. Lekeich ben amufka, you know it's talking about hefka. And since you know it's talking about hefka, still we tell you over here's mashuma, you give him as much as you want. So why? And for the
gemara.
Oh, so mechtesa. Maybe no. The passage just says stop. And for the Gemara, the Ma'aseh of Mechalek.
That's it, says
Mechal Adam. Right, everything. Who it is? The Ma'aseh was Mechalek. Zok to Gemara, who might have loved, who might have loved. Rav Sheshes asked the question and he answered the question. B'chdei man shanui. We're talking about from man, which means food. And Echadami, we're not talking about you can give him as much as you want. You can give him B'chdei man zainaisav, which is three sudas. Zok to Gemara, v'chein amayam, v'abachan amayam, you can give him from three sudas. From food. My mashma the high man, lishna the mezainu. How do you know that man means mezainu?
I don't know. V'nikcha mekalotum, that means you could give him three sudas?
Yeah. Not stam, you know, just stam, give him any amount. Give him from three sudas. So how do you know man means sudas, food? V'chsiv v'yaman lehem ha-melech, plus it continues, v'yayim b'yayimai, mipas, Miyayin, the kids are straight out, and that we're talking about sudas. You know, when he, again, this is the same gemara like we had yesterday, that we're coming to teach our Meir's word. We're being arrived from a pasuk.
How come the gemara bring that from Chumash? It says man, the man that you even got in the midbar,
because that was man, was a food.
So what do you think man here means?
No, it means food here.
It means food,
and over there also means food. That's why they call the man.
Yeah. So the kids are. So the Gemara over there we're talking about also food. Okay. Zok the Gemara, now going back to the Mishnah, now that you're telling me that the reason why don't you give someone money for Esrog? Because you're worried he's going to keep it for the next year. So too by Lulav, you should be worried that the Amaretz is going to go ahead and keep it for the next year. Why are you allowed to pay him $50 for Lulav, even though it's more than Mazon Shalosh through this? He might keep it for next year. And for the Gemara, we'll see tomorrow more about Bechlal, if it's Shaykh Shemitah by Lulav. It's a branch.
Yesterday it's not a pre.
Right. But, good. That's good.
But
we'll see
the,
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Right. We'll see tomorrow in the Gemara. But Akapanim, the Gemara is asking that if we're telling you that there's a problem of the money, we're not talking about Tzchaya now, we're talking about New Issa. We're talking about that the money was chala. I mean, chaya we know is asa. This guy knows about the halacha shviyas. But we're talking about now a new issa of not making profit, just that this money is chal kedusha shmita. And once it's chal kedusha shmita, it's only allowed to be used as long as shmita is allowed to be eaten. So too, this money, so by lulav also should be a problem. Zok the Gemara, lulav ba'ashishas anichnas l'shviyasu. Lulav is talking about it's the 6th year that went into the 7th year. Mamela what? You only have 15 days from Tishrei till Tesvav Tishrei to cut it. So, to have the chayiv in Shemitah. So obviously he's talking about we go basa chanata, which means, what's chanata?
When it blooms.
Sprouting, bloom, something. So therefore, obviously that happened already the year before, happened the 6th year. So man, it's not a Shemitah product at all. So man, that's no problem. You got it? It's talking about, it's a 6th year product, because we're talking about now the year of Shemitah, the 7th year. So when did it start blooming?
It
started.
So
the next year. Very good. We'll get to it. 1 second. Zok to Gemara, Yachi Esrig Nami Bashish is Anichnas L'Shviyasi. Esrig is also a 6th year. We're talking about also the 7th year. So Esrig is also, you go Basachanata, so it's a 6th year product. So why did the Mishnah go ahead and say, Lulav is Mota, Esrig is also? So Yaakov is tiny, very good. He's tiny, that. So this next year should be also. The eighth year is when, so maybe Anachanami. But the Mishnah is talking about the seventh year.
How could that be? The Mishnah is talking about Perish Shvius.
No, the Mishnah says, Alekeich Lulim Mechaveya Bishvius, on the seventh year.
So when would the Mishnah teach you the halachas if you take it in the eighth year?
Well, once you know the seventh year, now
you don't know the seventh year because the seventh year is the year before.
But so you have to learn. That's why if you learn Mishnah, it's not good enough. You learn the Gemara. The Gemara is explaining to you why is the seventh year good only because there's chashmon. So now the eighth year will be a problem because now it's Perish Shvius. Now, in fact, the Gemara
shouldn't the Mishnah rather teach you Perish of Shvius in the eighth year? It's a more primary case of Shemitah. Rather than the Mishnah teaching you Paris of the sixth year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good. But I'm saying, it's not a Perich, it's a better.
The Derech is that they're going to buy the older ones, the bigger. You don't want to get a tight roof.
What do you even do with an Esrei that grew in the seventh year? It's already after Shemitah. You can't do it.
Oh, this is my beer. This is my beer.
To what? Till on?
It depends. Not everything is Chalak. Depends on what the fruit is. So,
it depends what the beer is. If the beer is just leaving it in the field, then there's not a problem.
Yeah. So, Zefekta Gemara, okay. So, you told me good why Lulav doesn't need, that we don't wait for the next Lulav's mutter because it's really from the 60th product. So, I say Essek should also be from the 60th product. And for the Gemara, Essek, Basa, Lakitas, Linon. Essek, you go Basa when you pick it, not when it sprouts, not when it blooms. Zakti Gemara, how could that be? Vabeinab Gamliel Beinab Elezem, Le'inyan Shvius, Esik Basa Chanata Aslinon, Esik goes the same as a tree, as Chanata, as when it blooms. The Tanan, Esik Shava Le'ilon Begimel Drachem. Esik is similar to a tree in three ways. Uli Yerik Bedarek Echad. If you remember this, Gemara, Kedushin, the place of base, that it's similar to a tree in three ways and to a plant in three ways. Shavah le'ilon begimel drachem. What's similar to a tree in three ways? La'arla. Arla is the first 3 years. It's asa ba'na. That's arla. U'le'rvai, the fourth year, you have to bring it up to the Beis HaMikdash, not the Revai. U'le'shvi is at the Shemitah. So that means it's similar to a tree. By trees, we go basa chanata.
The Gemara is careful. It doesn't say not the Revai. It says the Revai.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big Machalik. Revai night. Yeah, exactly.
Arla means the first 3 years after, since it takes 3 years for Esther to grow, so it's...
No. Every tree, there's Issa Arla, plants aren't Issa Arla. For 3 years.
Once the tree is 4 years old, it's no longer a problem.
It's not Arla.
The fourth year brings you a shlai. It's nothing to do with the tree. Nessa takes 3 years to close on the tree for 3 years.
It doesn't matter. We're going to
if the tree is 10 years old, there's no problem with Arla. No,
it's nothing to do with it. So it's nothing to do with the tree. It's only the tree.
No, the tree. So, Uli Yarek B'derech HaChad, it's similar to Yarek in one way. That maisa you go basa the year you collect it, you pick it. We know there's different types of years of maisa. The first 2 years is maisa sheni. The third year is maisa ani. The fourth and fifth is maisa sheni. The sixth is maisa ani. So that you go. So when do you go basa? When it started blooming, or when you picked it? So lagabe esrik has a din for yirok that has din like yirokis that you go basa you pick it lagabe maisa. But everything else we said, it's like Shvius, it's like Shemitah. So if so, which means as then like a regular tree, which is Basa Lakita. Basa Chanata, I'm sorry. Basa Chanata by Shemitah. So since it goes Basa Chanata, it's the same as Lulav. So why is the Mishnah Mechalik between Lulav? What's the chilek between Lulav and Esik? Dibir Gamliel. Abelazah, I'm Esik Shavu Ilon and Chaldava. Esik is similar to Ilon in every case. So if so, Sasai, Rabbi Gamliel, and Sai Abelazah, are say kla that esrig goes basa chanata lagabe shmita. So if we're talking about the seventh year, so when did it stop blooming, blossoming already? In the sixth year. So if so, it should be enough. It should be that you go basa. It should be that they both should be mutter. And for the Gemara, hudama ki haitana. Our Mishnah is we go like that Tana. That wow, the Tanya Amar Biyasi Avtulmos. Hey, Mishum Chamish is a Kenim. He was made for 5 Kenim. Esrig, Achalakita la Maisa. Esrig, you go Basa Lakita for Maisa. Rabbi Seinu Nimnu Ba'usha. Rabbi Seinu Kat, Anusha, Va'amu, Bein la Maisa, Bein la Shvius. You go, always go Basa Lakita. By Esrig. Mandakash Shvius, Mandakash Mehu, who's talking about Shemitah? Chasu Mechse. The Baisa was missing and it goes as follows. Vachik Tani. Esrig achle kito le maisa. Esrig you go le gabi maisa, you go after you pick it. Vacha chanata le shvius. And chanata v'shmita. Rabbi Seinu nim de b'husha, v'amru, esrig achle kito, bein le maisa, bein le shvius. You go, basa le kito, sayel maisa, sayel shvius. So this is the answer. Our Mishnah is going that, like this man, the Amar, the esrig you go, basa, you pick it. When did you pick it? On the seventh year. Since you picked it on the seventh year, it says Kedusha Shvius, so Mele, the money, you can't sell it. Mashenkin Lulav, on the seventh year, is not a problem. Why? Because you picked it on the seventh year, that's okay, but the Chanata was on the sixth year, so Mele doesn't have Kedusha Shvius, so Mele is no problems. That is very... Yeah. Now, Mishnah is going like that, Manda Amma. So now, this comes up very interesting. Like the Mishnah wasn't really saying such a complicated halacha. I mean, when did you, now? Not only that, you have to really find out when you pick the lulav. It's not like a blank halacha. Okay, lulav on Shmiris is mut is also. I'm sorry, esrig. If you pick the esrig lulav, we understand that it grew, can't grow in 15 days. It blasted already before. But an esrig, you have to ask this meicher. When did you pick it? Did you pick it last year? Today? I mean, you know how many esregim off the trees already? I mean, esregim on the boat coming to America? I mean, thousands. So you have to know when it was picked. So the Mishnah is a very sasam de galacha. That halakech lulav mechaveh b'shvius is talking about that you bought it on Shemitah, and therefore lulav's mutter because you go basa chanata. Es you go basa lakita. And we're talking about that it was lakut on Shemitah. Okay, tomorrow we'll see.
On
the year of Shemitah. That's what it's awesome. Okay, so
it's only picked within the first